All right. So the first topic that I want to explore this month is the concept of a success journal, or what we call ours, an empowerment journal. It should be common knowledge that the people who get where they wish to go are the people who have a plan. There are also people who have a way and means, a location, a place, a ritual of writing down their goals, dreams, aspirations, a place to review and revise them, a place where they can keep track of their task lists and the things that they need to do in order to get from where they are to where they wish to be. The concept of a success journal or an empowerment journal is not new. And quite frankly, in this day and age, you have two options when it comes to carrying a journal or a planner or a, I guess the word for it would be an agenda. And the two possibilities, quite frankly, are one, a blank book, more or less, a nicely bound book that essentially has blank pages in it, and you would take the time and opportunity on a regular or irregular basis to jot down your thoughts, your goals, your aspirations, your dreams, and you would carry this thing around with you and record your thoughts and utilize it to not lose track of what it is you wish to accomplish. And I strongly endorse you having a journal like that if you're using nothing. On the other hand, if you're using nothing or if you're using a blank journal, I'm going to strongly suggest that you upgrade to something that you could utilize on a daily, weekly, monthly basis that will keep you in the game, that will allow you to organize your thoughts, your actions, your to-dos, and at the same time, provide you with a means of self-empowerment. And so we created our empowerment journal. And what the empowerment journal has in it, and what the empowerment journal is designed to do, is help you get where you want to go. And so there are numerous different sections that it includes. It includes a calendar for 2008 as well as 2009. It includes master planner pages as well as monthly planners and weekly planners so that you can take your long-range and short-range goals and objectives and chunk them down into bite-sized tasks that you can then schedule into your schedule. And so it also includes monthly calendars as well as weekly calendars, and the weekly calendars are broken down hour by hour throughout the day. So this is actually something that you could utilize to track your day, to track your appointments, to track your calls, and so on. In addition, there are two pages in between your weekly calendars, and one of these pages focuses on ideas, objectives, loose ends that you may have carried forward from the previous week, calls that you have to make, action steps, a place for you to take notes and to include your to-do list, and also a place for you to consider what steps you could take that would improve your life, your business, your health, your finances, your relationships, and so on and so forth. The other page includes a format for the three different staff meetings that we recommend that our clients hold. And those staff meetings are the family staff meeting, and so there's a section for that, a training staff meeting, a Ritz-Carlton staff meeting, including all the bits and pieces that you would want to include in a Ritz-Carlton staff meeting, so that you have in one place an agenda, a tracker, a program, an action plan for you to follow that will help you get where you wish to go on a daily, weekly, monthly, and annual basis. There's also a coaching section, a statistics section, an uncommon sense from Steve Hoffman section, a life works checklist section, and new in this year's Empowerment Journal is a monthly production goal and statistics worksheet. And this is something that we've spoken to many of you about in the past. Essentially, it requires you to make a projection for your visits for the month, break that projection down into daily projections, and then as every day goes past, you would record your actual production for the day against the projected production for the day, record the difference, and then in the next column have a place for the cumulative difference. And so on a daily basis, you'll have the ability to track, are you getting where you wish to go? Are you getting there faster than you projected, slower? Are you on target? Do you have to put the pedal to the metal? Can you relax a bit? Where are you on a daily basis with regard to your goals and objectives? So that's a short list of the things that are included in the Empowerment Journal. I strongly recommend that if you're using nothing, anything would be better. If you're using nothing or you're using a blank journal, then I strongly recommend that you're worth the upgrade to an Empowerment Journal so that you could actually keep your finger on the pulse of your life and your business and your practice so that you make sure that you get where you want to go next year.